11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to the hinterland between Christmas and New Year. I don't even know what hinterland means, but it sounds right. Nottingham Forest versus Birmingham is the first game that Mr. Pete Farage is going to look at.
Hello, how are we all?
I'm good, thank you. Are you?
Yeah, not bad.
Great.
Got a little bit of sort of bants, if you will, on Twitter from someone about laying against my picks for the last couple of weeks and it's made him more money.
Was it Shane? Was it Shane by any chance?
But fair enough.
It's usually Shane who gets stuck in. Shane Bannon, was it Shane Bannon?
Shane, no.
Shane tweeted me saying it's nearly time to start praying for Pete again.
Yeah, well,
and I put, did we stop?
I think fair enough. I think the nap's certainly been a disaster. And look, listen, if it works for them, it works for them. Fair enough. I've never said I'm an expert as such. I just I choose what I think I would back, and that's possibly why I don't have any money. But there we go. I think there's some good bets this game. I do. It's just always very difficult with the second game after Boxing Day.
It is.
Because, you know, you're not getting off. Some of these clubs have a bit more time off than others, but you're not getting a lot of time off. It's about sometimes squad depth, squad size, you know, fitness of the players, conditions, because we know, of course, it's in some parts of the country very, very cold, very snowy. So it's going to be interesting. But again, you know, it was a good day for favourites all around. You look at the Premier League yesterday, it was a good day for favourites on the whole, wasn't it? So yeah, it's going
to
be interesting.
Yeah, I think you're right, by and large, especially with the Premier League. If you stick to the teams with the bigger squads, you'll tend to fare better. Nottingham Forest, as I said, are taking on Birmingham in the live game in the Championship. This is a 12 o'clock kickoff on Sunday the 28th. Nottingham Forest beaten at Middlesbrough on Boxing Day, 3-0, and had a man sent off. Calvin Wilson went off after the hour mark. Birmingham didn't fare much better, to be fair. They were at home and they were smashed 4-0 by Derby County. So a good result for Derby. Birmingham now 16th, Pete, 3 points off Nottingham Forest. Forest are 17-20. The draw's 23-10. And it's 7-2 for Birmingham. Are Forest going to start getting back on this? Because, I mean, I know that the 7 points off the playoffs, but that's not insurmountable with a good run, is it?
It's not. I mean, what we know in this league, we can see teams starting from a long way down and flying up it and charging. And, you know, it's the other thing as well. I mean, as poor as my picks have been recent weeks, and they are poor picks, there's no argument. This is also the Championship in which, you know, very few teams have recently put back-to-back wins together. A couple have done, of course. But, you know, we know the Championship. It's a mad old league. But 2 wins in 15 for Nottingham Forest, it doesn't exactly make you want to back them at the price they're at, does it?
No.
I mean, you look at Birmingham. Birmingham, in fact, were my nap yesterday because I felt that Derby were going through an absolute horror show of form. They were really struggling. They couldn't quite get it all going. But I think, again, they're too big a price here this weekend. 7-2 the price on Birmingham to win the game. Draw no bet, probably the best way to play this at 9-4 because Forest have had a few draws in there as well. Ultimately, I mean, as much as that destruction at the hands of Derby County was firstly a poor bet, but secondly a poor performance, you know, Derby are a very good side, excuse me, generally speaking. But, you know, it's still, if you're looking at Birmingham, a side with 3 wins from 5, a side who've picked up that, of course, loss against Derby County and a loss away at Blackpool. But other than that, I've gone for a really good run of form since sort of the end of October. So if you're offering me 7-2, 9-4 draw no bet on Birmingham City to beat Forest, when Forest have got 2 wins in 15, and with the draw and the 9-4, of course, draw no bet means if it's a draw, you get your cash back. 3 games in of the last 5, Forest have drawn. And you look at the home form, it's not dreadful, dreadful. Blackburn and Brentford have won there, a win over Norwich, and back-to-back 1-1 draws. The other one, I think, to play here is the both teams to score. If you want to back the both teams to score, I certainly do. 3-4, I think, is a very, very good price. You look at Forest's home games, for example, the last 6 in a row would have landed it. If you look at Birmingham away from home, it's not massively regular, just 2 of the last 5 games for them generally. Away from home, even more rare, none of the last 5. But I think 3-4 is good enough because I'm convinced Birmingham definitely score in this game. And Forest maybe have a chance of it too, but certainly the 7-2 on the outright and the draw no bet at 9-4, in my opinion, made Birmingham a very, very worthy shout.
Let's have a look at the 3 o'clock games on Sunday. We've got three of them, and then we'll look at the two of the 30th games. It's confusing, I know, but just stick with us. It'll be fine.
You'll play 2 days later, in my opinion.
It'll be fine. Blackburn Rovers versus Middlesbrough then. Let's have a look at this one. Blackburn are 9-5. The draw's 11-5. Borough are 6-4. Middlesbrough fourth with 42 points after that win over Nottingham Forest. Blackburn on 34 points, just 4 points outside the top six. They're in a bit of a sticky patch. Just that one win now in the last five. That came at home to Charlton. Lost away at Bolton on Boxing Day. And when Heskey scored, of course, didn't he, for Bolton?
Yeah.
We'll come on to him in a bit. Interesting game this, isn't it? I mean, you were saying before, I think it was before the Boxing Day one, or before the podcast before that, beware of January when it comes to Borough. You were saying that they don't tend to fare well after the new year. Are we still all right now, do you think?
I think we are. And again, excuse me, you look at squad depth of Middlesbrough. You know, look at their front line.
Yeah.
You've got Yulavosan, Kike, Tomlin. You've got Patrick Bamford, of course. You look at the midfield, the depth is there. There's a huge amount of players at Borough, and the depth is absolutely there. Now, Blackburn have got some great players in that side. You know, we're all very firmly aware. You know, Jordan Rhodes has been phenomenal. I'm about as big a fan as you can be of Tom Kearney. I think he's absolutely superb. And also, as poor as their form has been, Lee, this is a Blackburn Rovers side that have lost just twice at home all season, to Derby County early in the season and to Sheffield Wednesday early December. So fair enough, you know, they're a very, very good home side in Jordan Rhodes and Rudy Gested. They've got good goal scorers. And of course, in those two, they've also got players heavily linked with moves away. And with the players like that, you know, this kind of time of year can add extra money on a transfer fee, can add extra money on a wage that they would get. And look, let's not be cynical about this as well. You know, they want to score goals, they want to play well. They're footballers, of course they want to do that. But, you know, that also plays into the hands here of I think, over 3.5 match goals. 11-4 the price. I mean, let's not be stupid here. Over 2.5 is 21-20. But with the goal-scoring talent on display here, you know, Gested, Rhodes, Vussen, Tomlin, whoever Aitor Karanka decides to go with, I think over 2.5 goals at 21-20 is absolutely exceptional as a price. Now, Middlesbrough's away form hasn't been brilliant. If you're thinking about backing them, as good as they have been recently, you know, 3 wins from 5, their away form has not been exactly spanking. 2 wins from 5 away at Rotherham and Millwall, teams, in my opinion, much poorer than Blackburn have been this season. And, of course, a loss at Wolves and a loss at Ipswich. But, a loss at Ipswich is a loss against, arguably, you know, a phenomenal team. Blackburn are a good team, but not a phenomenal team. And also, Borough have a dreadful record away at Ipswich. So when you actually take in Blackburn's general form into account, you take in Middlesbrough, you know, not the best, but one of the best teams in the league. I think 6-4 is about fairly. I think 6-4 is about fair. I do like match result and both teams to score at 19-5, Middlesbrough. I think that's a very, very good way in. But my favourite bet is the over 2.5 at 21-20.
Very good. So look next at Huddersfield versus Bolton. Haven't made you wait that long, actually. Have a 5-4 the Terriers, 11-5 the draw, and Bolton are 23-10 at the moment. Huddersfield are currently in 19th position on 25 points. Bolton are a little bit better off, 29 points in 14th position. Boxing Day results, it was a 2-2 draw for Huddersfield at Rotherham, 2 up. Gone past the hour and still didn't win the game. Two late goals earned a point for Rotherham United. And Bolton, that form we talked about, Pete, still going strong. And as we said, Heskey got off the mark back in English football.
He did, came on as a sub. And of course, if you backed him any time, that would have actually landed for you under Hill's new anytime goal scorer rules, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Came on, featured, and put the ball in the back of the net. And Ida Gudjonsson apparently also had a very good game. I've only just read match reports. I've not been able to see any of it. But he apparently was an assist for him as well. But, you know, two games in two days for these guys, you know, not the youngest, not still 100% fit, but also used quite sparingly by Neil Lennon as well. So that also plays back into their hands. I think Bolton are well worth backing here, you know. I really, really do. Again, on the outrights, they're 23-10. The draw no bet, again, if you want to get involved in this, is 5-4. Draw no bet Bolton is 5-4. I think that's a cracking bit of value, because as good as Huddersfield have been recently at the old Smiths, and they have been very good. I mean, you look at their early season form, they stuttered for the first four or five home games of the season, have started to get some wins under their belt. They beat Millwall, they beat Blackpool, and they started to tick over nicely. And you put that up against Bolton, away from home, as good as their form generally has been, a win away at Millwall, last time out, of course, but it's their general form, the confidence. And also, if you can bring in, you know, Neil Lennon himself called them the OAPs, Ida Gudjonsson and Emil Heskey, to come in and score goals and look very decent, then that plays into your favour. Now, Huddersfield, yes. You know, they beat Brentford, a great result. Beat Forest, destroyed Forest, in fact, at home, great result. But Birmingham won their last time, and I think that as good as Chris Powell is, and I think he is very, very good, Huddersfield, as a project, are going to take a whole year to turn around. They won't go down, in my opinion. They won't go up. They'll just be mid-table, and that'll be it. I think Bolton are worth backing here. I really do. The price is good enough. Take the draw now, bet at 5-4. And if you want to, and you're more than welcome to, Emil Heskey is 9-5 any time. But of the two, I might have a little nibble instead on Ida Gudjonsson at 19-10 any time instead. I like the idea that one OAP's got off the mark, and it's worth backing the other OAP. Huddersfield are a very good side. I do think goals as well, despite the fact Bolton's away form wouldn't inform that. You can play over 2.5 in the game as well at 4-5. But I'll tell you what, I think Bolton are a good price this weekend.
Let's have a look at Millwall-Bournemouth before we look at those Tuesday games. Millwall are priced up at 3-1. Bournemouth are 19-20, and it's 23-10 the price for the draw. Well, Bournemouth top of the table, of course, with 45 points after beating Fulham 2-0. Millwall 3 points above the drop zone after being smashed to bits 6-1 at Carrow Road. Not a very Merry Christmas for Millwall at all, is it? Lost 1-0 to Bolton before the Christmas fixtures started. They could do it just battling down the hatches here, Pete, couldn't they? Because, I mean, you know, conceding 6 to Norwich, you don't want Bournemouth coming to town. Last time they went away, they scored 6.
Conceding 6 to Norwich, 5 to Middlesbrough. So this is the thing, I think. The only thing I think, again, is the Millwall backers can look at is that last time these two played each other was not very long ago, 29th of November, when it was a 2-2 draw away at Bournemouth, which for Millwall was actually a superb result, wasn't it? It was two late goals, Ed Upson and Gay, who got them, but you know they still managed in the end to get over the line and get the draw. But we know that Bournemouth can hit goals. This is the thing for me. Bournemouth hit 5 past Cardiff recently, 6 past Blackpool. I've gone very, very high on my goals in this. I think it's worth it for the price you're getting. Now, if you want to play over 4.5, it's 11-2.
You're not going one above, surely.
Sorry?
You're going over 5.5.
Well, 5.5 is 12.
I know.
Now, I looked at that. I mean, the other 3.5 is 9-4. I mean, ultimately, if we're being the most pragmatic about this...
I can't believe the price. The price you're about to say, I cannot believe that it is the price it is.
Over 2.5 is 10-11. So, you know, you've got Bournemouth, who we know... they hit 8 past Birmingham, if you remember as well. They've scored unbelievable amounts of goals in games. And we know that if Millwall capitulate, my God, do they capitulate.
Oh, yeah.
They go. So, I mean, with that, it's kind of choose where you pitch yourself. I mean, ultimately, if you're wanting the best bet of all, it's the over 2.5 at 10-11. That's just the facts. But choose where you want to pitch yourself in that. I mean, don't forget the last time these two teams met, there was 4 goals as well. So that plays into your favour as well, over 3.5, 9-4. So all worth a look. But for me, Bournemouth minus 1 is 9-4. Again, I think an excellent bit of value with how good we know they can be and the struggles. I mean, you've got the second best form team in the league in Bournemouth against, I think it's 4th worst in the championship in Millwall. But with Millwall recently showing that they can fall apart, with Bournemouth taking ruthless and almost kind of upsetting amounts of advantage against teams who play like that, then really for me, ultimately, Bournemouth on the outright at 19-20 is a bet, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got to be, knowing that kind of quality is there, 19-20 is absolutely fantastic. Minus a goal at 9-4, the other 2.5 at 10-11, you go as high as you want on those goals. It might not land, but I think for your price, for the form, for the likelihood, you're actually getting a really good run for your money. Also, big fan of Bournemouth, double result at 2-1. Landed against Fulham, landed against Blackpool. Of course, they lost against Liverpool, but we'll not factor that in. And, you know, it landed against Cardiff when they beat them, and it didn't land against Wolves. They came from behind in the second half of that. But still, I mean, those are still prices that are worth it. So double result, Bournemouth at 2-1.
Yeah, very nice. So look at those Tuesday games then, shall we? Two of them. We'll start with Derby County versus Leeds United. 4-9 Derby, 3-1 the draw, and Leeds are priced up at 9-2. Derby third, 3 points off Bournemouth, having played their 23 games with a plus 21 goal difference. Leeds, 24 points, 4 points above the drop zone. At the moment, lost 2-0 at home to Wigan on Boxing Day. Of course, they beat Derby County only a few weeks ago. Pete's already said that these are the kind of the flip fixtures of the calendar. Footballers, when you interview them, always say that they don't want revenge, but there'll be a little bit of that in Derby's mind. It's not long ago that they were beaten 2-0.
No, exactly. And also, at the same time, I mean, Steve McLaren's going to want to really kick back on, because he'll know that Derby have been through a sticky run of form, which, you know, they've kind of come out of with that 4-0 victory over Birmingham. But if he wants to go up, if any team wants to go up, you've got to then carry it on, haven't you? Sounds ridiculous to say, but it's true. I think 4-9 is a good price, because at Leeds, I think we're in a slightly different place when they beat Derby. Played superbly in that match, of course, but I think they're in a slightly different place. They'd started to turn things around. That draw against Charlton, the victory over Blackpool, the comfy victory over Blackpool. Okay, they lost away at Ewood Park, but then went on to beat Derby, and it all seemed to be going okay. They go away to Ipswich, no shame in losing at Ipswich. Just lose out against Fulham. It didn't quite go for them against Forest, and then, of course, that's a pretty comprehensive victory the other day against victory for Wigan against them. A few bets here. I mean, first and foremost, I really like Johnny Russell here. He's been going through a really good run of form. He bagged the other day against Birmingham. He scored, of course, the first against Norwich. He scored against Brighton and Hove Albion. He's 13-10 for a man with 3 goals in 4 games. I think 13-10 any time is a really decent way in. But also, we have to keep going on backing, I think, Leeds to lose the second half. This is where their problems are really consistently coming for Leeds. They can't seem to be able to do anything in second halves. Now, second half betting, Derby, is 3-4. Really, really decent. So let's go through Leeds' most recent form to back this point up. Lost the second half against Wigan. Didn't against Nottingham Forest, so fair enough. Lost the second half against Fulham, of course. Lost the second half against Ipswich. Won the game against Derby, so again, fair enough. But you've then got to go further back and look again. They beat Blackpool, great. But still, they lost the second half. Because they won 3-1, but the 75th minute goal. They lost the second half against Blackburn. You go to Charlton. You know, they lost the second half against Charlton. Sorry, they drew the second half against Charlton. Wrong, apologies. But my point continues and continues. Lost the second half against Cardiff. It's been their problem for a long, old time. Happening again and again and again and again. Derby to win the second half is 3-4. And I think that's actually a very, very, very decent way in. You could stretch it out further if you wanted, and actually to, you know, talking first half result, second half result, Derby to win the first half, Derby to win the second half. Slightly different, don't forget, to your double result. That's 11-5, Derby win the first half, Derby win the second half. 11-5, I think that's a good old price, you know. I think it's a really good price. You could look at your first and your second half handicaps. -1 in the second half is 3-1. I think Leeds will be fine come the end of the season. I think they've got some work to do, and an awful lot of work to do, but in this game against a side that I expect to be resurgent, and certainly with the stats that we see, with them losing the second halves of games, 3-4 is probably the best bet in that game for Derby to win the second half.
Yeah, nice. I like that. Let's round it all off, shall we, with the final game that we'll look at, which is Ipswich against Charlton. 8-15 Ipswich, 13-5 the draw, 4-1 for Charlton. Ipswich second in the table with 44 points, having beaten Brentford 4-2 on Boxing Day. Scored in the first minute, with 3 up inside half an hour, 3-1 with 10 minutes to go, 4-1, and then Sam Saunders added his second in stoppage time to land the over 5.5, if you backed it, Pete. On the form that Ipswich are showing, this should be an open and shut case against Charlton, who, all right, they draw a lot of games, but they're struggling to win at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, I think it is an open and shut case. Look through Charlton's most recent games. They've, of course, played Ipswich very recently at home, and Ipswich won 1-0 there, if that plays into your favour. I think that was five games ago. But they've drawn against Forest, not as good as Ipswich. They've drawn against Blackpool, not as good as Ipswich. Blackburn, they lost to them, a very, very good side, quite close to Ipswich's quality, but not quite. And they've drawn with Cardiff, who, of course, we know aren't as good a side as Ipswich. I mean, Millwall, they've beaten Reading. And then you look at their games, because they've not lost a lot. Don't forget, early season, we had this run of Charlton not really losing to anyone. But, you know, they have lost to Bournemouth this season. They did lose, albeit in the Cup, I suppose, to Derby. So when they have played some of the bigger teams is when they've been at their weakest, or the stronger teams is when they've been at their weakest. For me, this is an open and shut case. I mean, 8-15 is a very good bit of value. You've got to look at, say, for example, the race to two for Ipswich as well. As good as Charlton's back line is and as organised as it is, I think 5-6 is very, very good for Ipswich. Hit four past Brentford, you know, two past Middlesbrough, four past Leeds. They've got an eye for goal, a 2-2 draw with Bournemouth, of course, as well. And, you know, winning away at Charlton at home, you'd expect them to kick on. And just a quick word for Mick McCarthy as well. He spent, I think, in the region of £12,000. And this is the squad he's put together.
12 grand. That's ridiculous,
I mean,
isn't it?
It is insane, the job he has done at Ipswich. It is absolutely insane. And quite rightly, because of the way they've burst onto the scene, the likes of Brentford.
I mean, it sounds daft, Pete, because of the second, but kind of going about it quietly as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, what? Ipswich? How do they get to second? Strange.
Well, meet McCarthy. I've always said I've got a lot of time for Top McCarthy, bloke. And I think,
and like, he's one of the best vines in the history of football as well, of course.
You're sorry.
And he is the subject of one of the greatest vines in the history of football, isn't he?
I think he's subject to a couple of them.
I'm thinking of the one that is it the Last Christmas one. I'm thinking of where he gives it a little raised eyebrows.
Oh, the Careless Whisper.
Oh, is it Careless Whisper? Sorry, yeah. Of course, yeah. Brilliant.
I like the one with Mick McCarthy gets scared by nothing.
Oh yes, that's amazing as
when
well.
When he's walking around.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, superb legend.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're looking for a short price to go into your ACCA this week, 8-15 is good. I do think that Charlton can score. You know, you look at a lot of the draws that Charlton have had recently, they have been scoring in them, haven't they? You know, they have been. So you could look at Ipswich and both teams to score at 11-4. But, you know, I'm pretty positive that 8-15 for Ipswich is a fair price, is a good price, and it's, I think, a price that's going to land.
Yeah, very good. What about a nap then, Pete? No luck again.
It wasn't bad luck. It was a bad bet.
Well, mine was terrible as well. I've got. Well, you go first. I'll let you go first.
Well, I think you can probably guess that mine's going to be about overs goals.
Yes.
Millwall against Bournemouth. I'm actually going to go for over 3.5 at 9-4. Over 2.5 at 10-11 is probably what a sensible person would do, but I'm getting desperate. So over 3.5.
Love it.
Over 3.5 is 9-4. So I think that's probably, I think, the best way into this. There was a 4-4 draw between the two sides recently. We know that Ipswich can... Sorry, no, we know that Millwall can capitulate. We know that Bournemouth can absolutely destroy teams. So over 2.5 at 10-11 is great. I'm going to play the other 3.5 as my official nap at 9-4.
Very good. Yeah, I like that a lot. That seems like a decent shout. Mine was in the Derby game. I thought you were going to go there. I think Derby might give Leeds a bit of a torrid time at home. With that big crowd behind them, and I know they're a little bit short on the outrights for me in the because it is the Championship. But I can't ignore. I think Chris Martin should be shorter than 10-11. To be honest with you, I'm going to go for Chris Martin to grab a couple at 9-2. Two or more goals for Chris Martin. I think they might put three past Leeds, and he's always there or thereabouts. Of course, 9-2 for Chris Martin to score two goals or more. Is my shout for the fixtures on the 28th, 29th and 30th, just to make it awkward. Pete?
Yep.
Thank you very much for your time.
Enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
We'll speak again, I think, before the New Year. Before the FA Cup weekend. Will we?
Yes, we will.
If I'm being honest, I've got no idea what day it is.
No, it's
it doesn't seem like a Saturday to me.
Yeah, Saturday is a bit of an odd, isn't it? Because a bit of an odd feeling, because normally I'm in the car to go somewhere at this point, yes. Whereas instead I'm sitting in...
You're still thawing out.
A lovely newly built sort of office area in Derby.
Very, very nice.
Lovely, actually. Yeah. Pretty good job.
Fantastic. Pete, thanks very much. Have a good new year.
Cheers, Paul.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.